Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be covering today in part will be, now what is the criminals that they are trying to bribe? If it's not a lottery, friends, they're trying to bribe criminals into taking the vaccinations. And we're going to talk about a plethora of things between now and the end of the show. Before we get to that, I want to go ahead and point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you look at the right side of the page, friends, you'll see two social media platforms, one for the morning, one for the afternoon. And when you see that, friends, you go ahead and join us on a daily basis, one for Tim Brown Show in the morning or one for mine in the afternoon. Again, that is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. There's also 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. And I'll tell you what, friends, we are busy doing just that, if anything. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, same exact thing over there, being censored in a big, major way. We're going to cover a little of that, too. We're seeing, friends, listen carefully, in the states, we're seeing governors actually stand up and do what they should have done a long time ago, concerning big tech companies. As a matter of fact, Ron DeSantis from Florida just signed legislation to go ahead and give the people the right to sue big tech companies. By the way, I want to remind everybody, we didn't need new legislation. We just needed to enforce the laws that were already there. This is the problem with the American people. But again, showing you the answers, I just gave them to you. It's already unconstitutional. They're violating the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But the good news is, friends, this censorship sooner or later is going to stop, and the big tech companies are going to be taken to task. And I praise God for everybody that has taken a stand along with us to deal with them. We are continuously warring against these people, and as you can see, friends, we have 733,000 friends on Facebook alone, and for some reason or another, they've allotted 120 people to join us today. And little by little by little by little, they have been breaking that down as well. Why? Because they don't want you, again, to receive the information that we're sharing with you on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If that doesn't tell you anything, friends, I don't know what I need to tell you to make it clear. Wanted to let you know, too, if you want to jump on at any time and give us a phone call, weigh in, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. This is coming to my aid right now, and I'm thinking of Psalm 9, and I want to share this with you because I want to show some information with you, both on social media platforms and into 153 radio stations across the country. And what comes to my aid is this. It tells us in Psalm 9, verse 15, the heathen. They can call themselves believers all that they want, but if they don't practice what they preach, they're a part of the problem, okay? And when you see that, that's a violation of the third commandment, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Okay? Also put that up against the New Testament, 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And keeping of the commandments is the fulfilling of love, friends. What is it that fulfills the law? Love. There you have it right there. But it tells us the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they have made, in the net which they have hid is their own foot taken. In other words, it's not just them that are guilty of the crimes that they are taken with, but those that they also play the accomplice with and allow others to commit the crime. And I'm going to show you in just a moment concerning what's going on in the People's White House, this scripture. The Lord is known by the judgments that he executeth. Okay, bring that over to Jeremiah 9:24 as well. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Okay? And then it tells us in verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Now, I want to show you what it looks like concerning a nation that forgets God. Because what it is that they tolerate shows you what they serve rather than what it is that they don't tolerate. Because if they truly were thankful for Calvary, Jesus Christ dying for the sins of mankind by bleeding Calvary red with his own blood to wash us from our sins, Revelation 1:5, we would not tolerate crime in our government whatsoever. I just seen this meme this morning, and I'm going to play a video after this, audio video after this. But this is Mr. Treasonous Joe Biden that the American people are now succumbing to and tolerating. Every day that goes by, you're going to get more of this. You ready for this? He cheated in law school, Joe Biden did, and he got caught. And of course the American people know about this, but what did the American people resort to? Calling Joe Biden names. Well, guess what, name callers? The joke's on you. Because the fact of the matter is, they are continuously tearing down the U.S. Constitution day by day for the time that you yourselves are allotting to these criminals, okay? Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, lied about his grades. He got caught. Well, the American people know this, right? And the American people have the audacity to ask the question, what's wrong with America? No, what's wrong with Americans, especially those that profess to belong to the Lord? Number three, he plagiarized his speeches. He got caught. We played this video for the American people, the audio for the American people, concerning his crimes and why it is that he got out of the presidential race back in the 1980s. I believe it was 1986. He was plagiarizing, friends. He was using other people's speeches. He got caught. But here we are, how many years later, and we wonder why he's back to commit another crime. Because you didn't deal with him the first time he did it. Here's another one for you. Number four, he lied about his GPA, grade point average. Here's the acronym, right? He got caught. But the American people give him a pass, right? He lied about his scholarships. He got caught. But why is he there today? Because the American people gave him a pass. Sold vice president's office to China. That's why we call him Treasonous Joe, right? He got caught. What's wrong with America? What's wrong with the American people to tolerate the crimes of such a criminal? Friends, right? Sold vice president's office to Ukraine. He got caught doing this too. That's treason. Our forefathers would have hung the Joker by now, friends. Article 3, Section 3, it's treason. This is what he is committing. Do you think that he's in the office now and somehow or another along the way he was converted and now he's doing the right thing? Absolutely not. He is warring against you, Americans. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment because there's more to share concerning what it is that the American people tolerate, and those same people are trying to figure out what's going wrong with their country. Well, look at as to who you're allowing to take the helm to steer this country. In what direction is he taking it, friends? Well, that's why I brought you over to Psalm 9. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back. If you'd like to contend, Jude verse 3, go ahead and give us a call. Weigh in. Pro or con, it matters not. Stick to the topic. We're going to cover many. What we're going to be covering here in just a couple minutes here, friends, is how it is that they are now attempting to bribe criminals into taking the vaccinations. I'm not making this up. And they're still driving this narrative, friends. They've taken it beyond. And I'm going to cover more of that. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I got much more information I want to share with you concerning that of treasonous Joe Biden. He cheated in law school. He got caught. The American people know this, but they tolerate him. Lied about his grades. He got caught. But the American people know that he got caught, and they tolerate him. Plagiarized his speeches. You know, the American people are tolerating everything that the Lord said that you are to judge in fact. We are to judge righteously. Read Leviticus 19, the whole chapter when you get a moment. And by the way, that is the fulfilling of the law, because it also tells us in Leviticus 19:17 that we are not to hate our brother. We are not to allow sin, transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, Exodus 20. We are not to allow him to do that. And as a matter of fact, if you go back to the Old Testament, you'll find that the blessings were when the people said in unison those things that they were to judge righteously concerning God's Torah, the Decalogue, okay? But again, what are we seeing here? The very things that the people should stand up against and enforce the law against to bring about judgment, to establish righteousness and judgment within the gate, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15, is the very things that they're tolerating. And they're trying to figure out why it is their country is being turned into hell. The Lord already told you. He said, if you forget me, I'm going to turn your nation into hell. And guess what it is that the American people have got? Guess what the American people are guilty of? They have forgotten God and they've taken on corrupt man. And if this isn't proof enough, again, friends, it's one of those scenarios where I have to stand back and say, well, explain this then. 582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. He lied about his GPA. He got caught. The American people gave him a pass. He lied about his scholarships. Treasonous Joe Biden got caught. The American people tolerated. He sold vice president's office to Ukraine, forgive me. He sold vice president's office to China. He got caught. Right? But yet the people tolerate him. He committed quid pro quo to save his crack house and his son, Hunter. He got caught, but the American people laughed it off, and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with their country. He framed General Flynn, we're told. Okay. Politics as usual. Clowns in the circus of politics. They condemn in the South, and then they promote in the North, and they sit there and play back and forth. Who loses? The American people do. Is General Flynn in jail? Absolutely. He's not in jail, friends. He's free. Okay? Who's been prosecuted? Have the bad guys been prosecuted? No. They haven't been prosecuted. Why? Because the American people are not grateful for the freedoms that they have. Because if they were, they wouldn't tolerate the crimes of a Joe Biden. Period. Okay? Going back to Joe. Rigged the 2020 election. You know what, folks? I'm not going to go down that road. He got caught. And the fact of the matter is we know that he's there because he's a plant. 1 Kings 13:33. We understand that he's a plant. We can sit there and play the blame game all that we want to, that Joe did this, that, and the other thing. But really what it comes down to is the 330 million accomplices that sit back and do nothing but name call and call him out for his crimes and sit back and do nothing. And sit back and do nothing. We, before God, have no excuses whatsoever as to why 330 million people in this country are standing back watching this guy continuously destroy their country day by day, week by week, month by month. I mean, this joke is on you, Americans, is what it comes down to. This is on you, not on anybody else. Okay, now going back to this rigged election, you go ahead and blame them all you want. All of you Trumpites, I want to tell you what. You are just as guilty as Donald Trump is when it comes to Joe Biden. Because Donald Trump did nothing for 5 years but complain about the swamp that he promised to drain. And then once he wins the people's office, the people's White House, what does he do? He turns on the people and he begins to, well, high-five those that he promised that he would prosecute. As a matter of fact, if you go back into it for 41 seconds after Donald Trump's presidential victory speech, he told all those people that helped put him in the People's White House that the American people owe a major debt of gratitude to Hillary Clinton for her service to our country. And he did it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And we found later on he was granting clemency to his cronies in crime that were in prison. He released them. He pardoned them. Did he prosecute Hillary Clinton? Nope. Did he prosecute Obama for treason? Nope, he called him out for treason. Let me go forward real quick, just for the sake of time. Did Joe Biden during this whole little presidential campaign, as they want you to believe, right, the two pick candidates that they put there, both plants? Isn't it interesting that there was over 1,162 different other individuals running for the presidency, but you only heard of Donald Trump and Joe Biden? I can't help you. 2 Chronicles 19:2. If you can't see that, I can't help you, okay? But doesn't anybody think it was a little odd that Donald Trump, of all people, friends, he was sitting there highlighting Joe Biden's crimes over and over and over and over again, calling him out for his treason over and over and over again. The question is where was the DOJ to prosecute Joe Biden? I mean, it's not like the first crime that he committed, friends. Now he's there. Okay? He's there because Donald Trump didn't keep his promise to prosecute him. Why didn't he prosecute him? Because he's one of them. 1-866-582-9933. And furthermore, when you look at the rigged election of 2020, folks, you all the well know it's been rigged. The problem is, this is the reproach that comes back on you, is you know it's been rigged. And so the Lord looks down from heaven and says, well, why do you tolerate it then? Why is it that you haven't kept my word? Well, what are you talking about, Brad? Well, if you go back to Thomas Edison, you know that smart guy, right? Real smart guy. electricity, that guy, he said the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. When we take it to Scripture, by the way, judgment and justice guard our liberties. Just look at the back of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. What does it say? It says, for when thy judgments are in the earth by the church, by 86% of the American people that profess to know God, okay? Again, keep in mind the amens were on the judgments, not on the blessings, okay? For when thy judgments are in the earth, when my people obey me and they deal with the corrupt, this is what's going to happen. When his judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Instead of you teaching them to fear to commit the crime, you tolerate them. And it's interesting, in what comes back, we reap what we sow. If we don't do it the way that the Lord tells us to do it, well, then we begin to fear corruption in government. And what did Thomas Jefferson rightly say? He said that when you fear the government, what is it? He said, when those in governments are a bunch of tyrants, he said, you're going to fear the government. But what happens when government fears the people? Well, then there's a proper filial fear, Proverbs 16:6, and that is what is missing today. Americans are afraid of these criminals, and why is it that you're afraid of these criminals? Because you tolerate these criminals. Instead of teaching them to fear to commit the crime and uphold the law that they promised to uphold, you let them break it, and you run around afraid of what they're going to do to you. You deserve what you get. Who else are you supposed to blame, friends? This is ridiculous. Matter of fact, I'm in the book of Deuteronomy right now. And going through the book of Deuteronomy, it's interesting to note that when the Lord says, when I tell you to do it my way, the reason I'm telling you to do it my way is because then it will be good with you. When you allow crime to take reign and to set precedent after precedent, what are you teaching others? Well, all of a sudden you succumb to the fear of man, which brings about a snare, rather than the fear of God, which brings about what? Liberty, and it sets the fear in the right position. It's diabolical, and it deters others from committing the crime. No, that's not what's happening in Washington, D.C., man. No. They're encouraged to commit crime. Why? They're so encouraged by what they see through the American church and the American people. They know that you're not going to do anything to them. They bank on the fact that you're not going to do anything to them. You know, I'm just thinking about, and I'm going to make another point here in a moment, but it's interesting to note that, you know, when this first started, this whole pandemic, as to how it started out with, we went from 10 days to flatten the curve to wear a mask, right? Or requesting that you would wear a mask to show me your papers in less than a year. You know, the American church is going to bring you, friends, to the same position of dictators in the past if you don't figure out what a preacher's job is and what a Christian's job is. Because what I see today, friends, is effeminism. I see a bunch of hirelings, John 10:12, that are ushering in a new world order through corruption. Because they're not standing up against them, they're ushering them in. They're opening the doors for the wolves to come in and to do what? Devour the sheep. We better get this right for your own sake, for your children's sake. And don't tell me about how this isn't love. This is the love of the Word of God, friends. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. And we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A male suspect is dead following an active shooter incident in San Jose this morning. The Santa Clara Sheriff's Office receiving multiple reports of shots fired around 6:34 a.m. this morning at the light rail yard of the Valley Transportation Authority. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office saying,
"This is a tragic and ongoing investigation that we're dealing with right now. So we ask for the privacy for the family members until we can get everything sorted and figured out from here."
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, is appearing before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He was asked if he would ban the AR-15.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the President.
He was asked if he would ban the AR-15 rifle. The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at all airports across the nation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
According to Patricia Mancha, the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
Longtime Virginia Senator and former Navy Secretary John Warner died of natural causes at the age of 94. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yeah, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It really angers me when I see what's going on with these big tech companies, friends. I just have to tell you that. I know I have some calls out there, but please hold with me until I get to some of the points that you want to highlight. 1-866-582-9933. And I do, again, folks, I just want to highlight the fact that we are giving you information that so many others are unwilling to give you. And we better start making distinction and understanding that the Word of God tells us the truth to set us free, John 8:32, as we follow Christ. Not to just go along to get along and act like the bad guys are going to correct themselves. That's just not going to happen. That's the church's job. And when you see immorality in government, it's because it first started in the church, period. Ask John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. I want to get over to this really quick. Oh, and by the way, one more thing, too. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You want to join us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. Scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see us right there, morning show, afternoon show. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews. And one more time, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I hate saying I don't know why I say Forgive me for saying Friday, May 28th, this Friday, we will be in at 6 p.m., Harvest Church, 3342 19th Street Northwest, Rochester, Minnesota. We will be at Harvest Church 6342 19th Street Northwest at 6 p.m. in Rochester, Minnesota. The end of June, we're going to be in Rapid City, South Dakota. We're also going to be in Colorado. We're still waiting for dates on those so we can get it out there for you. And Johnstown, I believe it is, in Colorado. We'll be with our friends over there. And then we're going to be going over to California. And we'll be doing some dates there as well. Wisconsin, Michigan, friends, it's a good thing. Luke 19:10, but it's insanity at times. But we're staying our course because we, again, believe that we can do this. I want to go over to this really quick, and I want to show you what Americans tolerate, and we'll jump topics. And we'll get to our main topic in just a moment. But check this out, friends. Check this out, what Americans tolerate. It's a short video.
Audio. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct. That in this way, they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. What kind of message is it, America, to the young, when they that have been entrusted to serve cannot be trusted? Only 12% of the American people say that they have confidence in Congress as an institution. Here are some facts. 111 members of the Congress have run at least two businesses that went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. 79 have credit reports so bad that they can't get an American Express card on their own. But as members of Congress, they can get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. 64 have personal or financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearance by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal circumstances. But again, as members of the Congress, they get clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get them elected. 31 members of the current Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. 33 have driving while intoxicated arrests on their driving records. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, dispute with business partners, or other civil matters. 17 have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds. 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. 9 members of Congress wrote bad checks even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closures of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to let their accounts be overdrawn without penalty. And just think, America, these are the ones that were caught. Criminals mock society's laws. Your compassion is a weakness that your enemies will not and do not share. Criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. The corrupt depend upon you and your ignorance of the Constitution and its embodiment of its laws. When you live in darkness, the only light that you have is truth. It would do us all well, America, to stick to the light that not only exposes, but also refuses the darkness.
Amen. That's exactly right. And that's exactly where we're at today. And again, what we need to do is clean house. By the way, put that video up to that of Ephesians 4:11, because again, friends, that's where we are. In fact, why are we tolerating this? That's the great wonder. That's what the world's asking Americans. Why are you tolerating this in your own country? I got some good things here I want to show you really quick. And I see the calls up there, 1-866-582-9933. But still, I want to get to it before we actually make the point. I was highlighting the fact that we have over in Canada, what happens in Canada, by the way, soon enough will happen in America. But someone sent this out this morning, and I thought it was really applicable to this conversation. We went from 10 days to flatten the curve to show me your papers in a year. And what I wrote, I said, yes. And a year ago, people were warned of what was really taking place and were kicked to the side as conspiracy theorists, weren't they? That's exactly right. This is my job. And the difference between conspiracy theorists and those that are exposing conspiracies is facts. And the only one that brings that truth and can foretell what's coming is the Holy Ghost. And it's what we've been doing here for 17 years, being led of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. But isn't it interesting that they would use Justin Trudeau, who's a sodomite, he's also a worshiper of Allah, and if you look at Adolf Hitler, that's exactly what they did. If you know anything about history, Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to help kill off his political opposition in his own country. Did you know this? Okay. So when people are calling other individuals, namely those said representatives, a bunch of Gestapos, it's not too far from the truth. As a matter of fact, in many cases, it's right on the head of the truth. But look at this. Isn't it interesting they put him up in pink? It's Justin Trudeau with the pink uniform on and a rainbow through his little broken cross, the swastika, on his left arm, because it's exactly what's happening in Canada right now. You have to, by the way, they just passed, this is what's happening in Canada. They just passed a law, they said, that you can't shake hands. This is how far the people in Canada are letting this go. Do you understand that this will happen here, and it's applicable to what I was just talking about during the last segment concerning the American church? You already see who the American church, which is a lack of Christianity for the most part, you already see who they're serving. If you want to put it up to scriptural facts, friends, go to Jeremiah 23, read the whole chapter, and read the whole chapter of Ezekiel 13. And when you begin to go through that and you have a little discernment, ask the Holy Ghost to open your eyes and open your ears and read through it and see if you don't see the very things that we were warned of that we see upon us today. Because that's exactly what is happening in this country. I wanted to highlight this, too. Did you see this just recently? About a week and a half ago, we highlighted the fact that OSHA says that employers that mandate vaccines can be held accountable for adverse side effects. Now, let's stop right there, because they've already got you thinking outside of their constitutional authority and their said authority. These people are assuming authority that they do not have. I'll tell you, the authority that they do have is to stop this in its tracks. But is that what OSHA's doing? No, not at all. Well, they're flip-flopping now. Now OSHA says employers can't be held liable if they mandate COVID vax and employees experience adverse side reactions. I got one question for all of you. Can anybody show me the law where governments or OSHA or HIPAA or the CDC or the WHO, and the list goes on? Can anybody show me the law where it says that we better do what they say before we can work? Absolutely not. Can somebody show me the law where even the President of the United States, who is subject to enforce the laws, Article 2, Section 3, concerning the Supremacy Clause, which is found in Article 6, Section 2? Can anybody show me in the U.S. Constitution where it says they have the authority to force anybody to take a vaccination? Absolutely not. See, folks, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And this is where the American people are at. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. Folks, OSHA does not have the authority to tell employers, or not to tell employers, that, you know what, you're liable or you're not liable. As a matter of fact, there is no law that states that we must take a vaccination. And it surely doesn't say anything about we better comply with unconstitutional edicts coming from one of these corrupt bureaucracies and agencies that are trying to tell us something that's never... They're assuming authority, and that authority needs to be challenged, friends. And let me tell you something, friends, with a smile on my face. And it's being challenged. And it's being challenged. Big. I'm going to hold over on what I am going to bring up over concerning the, now it's the criminals that are bribing, that are being bribed to take the shot, and they'll get half of their sentences cut in half. Oh, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you at all. Oh, my goodness. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And hey, folks, I am telling you what, I am inundated with information that must be shared with you. But I always ask the Lord, Lord, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? What are we sharing with the people today? And here we go. Why am I staying this one course? I'm staying this course. It's because what you need to hear rather than what it is that you want to hear. And I just want to make clear that everybody understands I'm not looking for the approbation of man. That's not my job. I'm looking for the approbation of God. I'm looking for his approval. Okay? Galatians 1. And I also want to make clear that people understand that I'm not here to be one that is set in place to be a leader of consensus. I'm not that. I'm not that guy. I'm a molder of consensus, and that's what my job is. We hold to the facts. We're not a bunch of emotional roller coasters here. Boy, we're seeing a lot of that weird stuff taking place, too. That's a whole different show. But let's just get over to this really quick. Again, you can't make up what's going on here, friends. In Ohio, you got this sick, look at this guy. He's the governor. Does he look healthy? He looks like he looks like another extorted, compromised politician that's doing what he's told to do. And if you look at his actions over the last 13, 14 months, that's exactly who he is. With so many other that are in this alliance of death, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And rest assured, that's where it's going to end. But Ohio's Vax-a-Million lottery boosts COVID-19 vaccination rate. The governor said that it boosted them up to 45% more people, which is, again, the Saul Alinsky tactic, baloney. They just want you to believe that everybody's taking it when the facts are on the other side of their narrative. As usual, and if it wasn't true, then why does Facebook and Twitter and all these other big tech companies, why are they censoring voices like mine right now? And by the way, if you look over, for the record again, concerning Ron DeSantis, forgive me, he just signed on to basically open the floodgates to sue big tech companies. And there's fines to big tech companies for censoring free speech. If they're found lying about what they're censoring and saying it's the fact checkers find that it's not true, that means that you can now go in there and sue them. You've always had the right to do that. I just want to make clear. But again, there is some good things happening. It's not just Ron DeSantis' state, Florida. It's happening in four other states. There's a major case going on in Massachusetts right now where we're waiting for this federal judge to stand up and do the right thing. And when he does, it's going to be a major blow concerning what we're seeing right now with big tech companies. They've been doing this in foreign countries, by the way. I believe it's in Poland that if Facebook censors free speech for every violation, there is a $2 million fine. $2 million fine. Okay? But again, let me show you this. They're saying that 45% of the people in Ohio, man, they're on board. Who said this? The same guy that continuously lies to you 24/7. Governor Mike DeWine said Wednesday that 45% of the people are moved by this $1 million prize, and it's helped boost Ohio's COVID-19 vaccination rate by 45%. If that's true, I just want to say this to all the idiots that are willing to sell out. Here it is, Matthew 16:26. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his own soul? Because that's really what this comes down to. They're just looking for people to be bribed the way that they have been bribed to sell their souls too. See? And there's nothing that seems right about anything that they're doing here. But here, let's get to the next one. You ready for this? Now we're being told by that of the Sun, okay, that justice jab offenders getting sentences to cut in half if they get COVID vaccine under shock new policy. This should come as no surprise. And why do I say that? Because you've seen governors. This happened under Trump, too. It happened under Barack Obama. But you've seen governors across the United States of America releasing dangerous felons in the tens of thousands per state back out onto the streets of America during this pandemic. And it happened before the pandemic, too. What are they doing? They're trying to stir up domestic insurrection. Okay? But now look what they're doing. They're trying to bribe offenders that are in jail. Well, just we'll cut your time in half if you get the COVID vaccine. Again, friends, is this the kind of stuff that you can make up? If it's a genuine virus, why is it that all this bribery is taking place? Why is it that we're seeing all over the country, friends, Vax-a-Million lottery? That's what they're calling it. It just shows you, America, what you're willing to put up with. And look at the guy you're listening to. Oh, my goodness, in Ohio especially, a lottery. And again, they want you to believe that this is totally genuine. This is a legitimate virus. Nope. And now you just heard, P.S., during the last break, or was it the one before that, did you hear where you heard another propagandist saying that when you're in the airport, now, you have to have a mask over your nose and over your mouth at all times. Why? Because the CDC has said so. Well, the CDC is not a legislative branch of government, nor do they have delegated authority to implement such a requirement. And notice the wordplay, requirement. It's not law. It's required. And you can get in a lot of trouble if you don't wear your mask on the airplane and in the airports. And I knew after, by the way, going back to September 11th, 2001, I knew that when the American people allowed the TSA to remain, to sit there, and if that doesn't look like Germany to you, again, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to show you at this point. But if you look at the TSA and how the American people gave a pass to the TSA, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, and you should see the crimes of the TSA. You should also see, friends, the truth of the matter when it comes to the TSA. They have never thwarted one, not a single terror plot. Not a one. But you should see the crimes that the TSA is responsible for. But my point is, when the American people gave a pass to the TSA in the airport, I knew right then and there, there was nothing that the people would stop at that particular point. At least the most of you. Well, some people are saying, oh man, I feel so much safer that they're there. It's like, are you really that ignorant? Yep, there's a lot of ignorant people there. But now it's going to, you must wear a mask. Show me the law. Show me the law that tells me I must wear a mask. There isn't one. There never has been one. Just, again, for the record. But we're talking about right now the lottery and how the justice jab, they call it, offenders are getting sentences cut in half if they get the COVID vaccine. And I'm just here to tell you and expose again these criminals for who they are, Luke 12:2, that this is not genuine in any sense of the word. It's been a fraud since the very inception. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. What say you, my friend?
Well, my governor, Jared Polis, homosexual,
yep,
in Colorado, just announced this morning that he's taking $5 million of somebody's money, our money, I'm sure, to raffle off a $1 million prize for people who have gotten the shot or are going to get the shot.
Yeah.
I called the governor's office this morning and I asked them, what gives you the right to use everybody's money to do this? Well, he's the governor. I said, so what?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy how people just submit to them and they actually suggest that they know more than you do. I got to tell you this, friends, and I got to tell you this, Sal. We've had people on the radio that were running for office and they were stupider than a box of rocks. And I'm not making it up. I'm not making them out to be stupid. They did it all on their own. Okay? And I'm just talking about simple, elementary, constitutional issues. Well, Bradley, you probably know more than I do concerning that fact. Wait a second. You're the one running for office, and you don't even know? I mean, I remember in particular this one guy running against Bachman. This is probably back in 2009, 2010. And he kept telling us, you know, he was parroting all the communist media talking points. And it's like, well, can you show me that? And of course they can't show you that. They're just doing what they're told. And it's that political language, my friends, that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Nothing more, nothing less. But going back to Jared Polis, Sal, I did warn about that guy, I bet 10 years ago. I would take it so far as to go one more step. He's not just a sodomite. I would take it another step and say that that guy's responsible probably for the acts of pedophilia. There's enough to suggest that concerning the fruit around that man and what he means to advocate and what he has advocated to prove the point. He's no good. And again, this is what's happening. We're seeing the same thing over in Oregon. They're just doing the unthinkable. In Oregon, you got a bisexual, and what God condemns, the American people give a green light to, and then they stand back and wonder why the likes of a Kate Brown is saying, you know what, you now need a vaccine passport, you need to show people your papers. It's absolutely ridiculous. We better get this right according to the word of God, or else we're going to go down. It's either one nation under God, or it's one nation gone under. Thank you for the call, Sal. I totally appreciate you, my friend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.